Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Luke 19:8.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Luke 19:8. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Years ago, my daughter attended a mini church camp during which one of the adult leaders said something that nearly crushed her. For reasons I may never understand, he looked her in the eye and he said, "You're not God's friend." She shared this with me in tears a few days later on the drive home, after which I asked, in the hopes of helping her process the incident through the filter of God's love and grace, "Does that sound like God?" Now, you can listen to more of that story in the Faith Over Fear podcast in episode 65, titled "Trusting in the God Who Saves." And if you struggle believing that God's grace is big enough to cover your sin or that God really loves you, then I encourage you to check out that episode. We've probably all been in a situation where someone claiming to speak for God said something deeply upsetting, something that led to intense inner angst. Those encounters can create confusion and deep wounds in our souls. Which leads to the question, how can we know whether a particular thought came from him, from our enemy, the devil, or from our own inclinations? Now, this is a process made easier when we know the heart and the character of God. Does what we hear sound in line with who Scripture reveals God to be? Is it consistent with how God has responded to his people in the past? Throughout Scripture, God is revealed as a merciful, pursuing, and loving Savior who goes to great lengths to bridge the gap between us, to capture our hearts, to deepen our relationship with Him, and to point us to the beautiful path that He's planned for us. He convicts us in love, but He doesn't condemn. He doesn't guilt or shame us into change. Instead, He sparks a desire for more of Him, and all that he has for us. He leads us to life, to increased health and increased life. So consider Zacchaeus, the tree-climbing man that Jesus encountered in Luke chapter 19. According to Scripture, he was a wealthy chief tax collector, which means he was either over other tax collectors, or he was the one who brought the Romans the taxes that others had collected. Either way, the Jews hated him and considered him an unclean and dishonest traitor. As such, he was used to experiencing rejection, to being ostracized, and he may have expected Jesus to treat him in a similar manner. But he probably saw or heard how Jesus treated other outsiders, and therefore felt a twinge of hope. And he wanted to see this miracle-working man who associated with sinners for himself. Only he was too short to see anything above the crowd, and so he ran on ahead and he climbed up into a sycamore tree. Now, can you imagine what that must have looked like? A grown man, and likely dressed in the fine garb one would expect the wealthy to wear, climbing a tree. That took a great deal of humility, and his humility led to a personal encounter with Christ. This illustrates an important point. Pride keeps us from God, and it makes it really challenging to hear his voice or to sense his love. Humility, however, opens our hearts to receive. It awakens our souls to the gift of life that can only come from Christ. And when we seek Christ, every time we seek Christ, we find him. Notice how he responded to Zacchaeus. Scripture tells us in verse 5, quote, "When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house,'" end quote. There's so much beauty in that verse. First, Jesus called Zacchaeus by name. He knew who he was and that he would be in that tree before Jesus stepped one foot into Jericho. And notice what Jesus said to him, "I must stay at your house." This again shows us the foreknowledge and the pursuing heart of our Savior. If we are seeking a personal encounter with Christ, it is because he stirred that desire within us, because he's drawing us to him, and not to condemn us, but to transform and to save us, to reignite our hope, to awaken our deadened souls with the promise of life. Now, I've communicated with many women who are battling feelings of shame and self-condemnation, and often they transfer these feelings onto God. They expect him to treat them the same way they treat themselves, with condemnation. But that isn't how God speaks to us. When he convicts us of something, he stirs within us a sense of hope. He reminds us of his hope. It might be hard to obey, but there's a sense within us that obedience is good because he is good. Notice how Zacchaeus responded. Verse 6 states, "And he," speaking of Zacchaeus, "hurried and came down and received him gladly." And that personal encounter made him want to change. In verse 8, he said, "Behold, Lord, half of my possessions I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will give back four times as much." This is one way we can know whether a thought or something we heard or read comes from God. When he speaks, his words will always lead to increased life and intimacy with him. That's his heart for us always. Where are you at in your journey? In what area of your life does God want to breathe fresh life into? That is what he calls us to when he calls us to obedience. In John chapter 10, verse 10, we see a contrast of life apart from Christ, a life of disobedience, versus a life with Christ, a life of obedience. And Jesus said that the thief came to steal, to destroy, to kill everything good, our joy, our hope, our health, our peace. So we know every time we are in disobedience, we are steadily moving towards increased bondage and increased death. But then Jesus said that he came to give us life, and a filled to overflowing life, which means every time, like Zacchaeus, we move towards obedience, we are also moving towards increased life, increased joy, increased peace and health, and increased intimacy with our Savior. So my question is, will you receive that word from him gladly, as Zacchaeus did, knowing his desire is for you, for your best? Let's pray. Holy Father, your love is so perfect, so overwhelming, so all-consuming. Help us to experience your love. In your love, you are always calling us towards increased life. That's why Jesus came. He said that he came to set us free and to give us life. He promised us joy and he promised us peace, but that joy and that peace comes through our intimacy with him, our relationship with him, our yielding to the life that he wills for us, because only he knows what will truly make us come alive, Remove our deception, Father, when we think that sin and greed and all these other things will lead to increased life. Whatever we're holding tight to, whatever feels so hard to relinquish, whatever area is so hard to obey in, Lord, show us our faulty thinking related to that and speak your truth to our souls. Give us the strength through your Holy Spirit to obey however you lead. We thank you that you have given us the ability to obey, that in Christ you have broken the chains of sin, that you have brought us from death to life, and that you have given us the mind of Christ. So, Lord, may that mind, your mind in us, may it reign and may it lead us moment by moment, thought by thought, day by day. It is in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.